The St. Petersburg City Council conducted another workshop today on the waterfront stadium proposal by the Tampa Bay Rays. Several members of the city's administration came before the council to talk about a report they released late last week. One of the bones of contention between what the Rays have proposed and what the city thinks is necessary is how far fans should have to walk to the stadium from where they park. The Rays think it's okay to have fans travel 3/4 of a mile away, but City Transportation and Parking Director Joe Kubicki says that's too far.
We have conducted an extensive literature research and found a number of references that don't reference 3/4 of a mile, but reference a 1/2 mile or less as an adequate walking distance with an adequate service level around major events. We feel that a 1/2 mile circle around the stadium is a more reasonable distance for people to walk, and the parking spaces that are assumed to support the project beyond that distance really need to have some kind of a shuttle system established that's adequate to meet the demand in order to bring people to and from the event.
Kubicki also said the city believes that they would like to see a total of 7,000 dedicated parking spaces available for all baseball events at the Al Lang site.
We know that 7,000 parking spaces accommodate the majority of the events at Tropicana Field, and we feel that 7,000 guaranteed parking spaces in association with this would provide enough seed parking that the remainder of the parking necessary for the events could be found throughout the downtown area.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker said he was extremely appreciative of all the work the Rays have done in presenting their study on parking and other infrastructure needs.
And I think it warrants a fair and thorough analysis and response by us as we go forward. And I'm thankful also to the staff for many, many long hours that they have put in presenting and preparing this analysis.
Michael Kalt, the Tampa Bay Rays executive, whose job is it to see that the proposed 34,000-seat waterfront park comes to fruition, was asked by City Councilman Jamie Bennett if there are other Major League ballparks built relatively recently that are similar in terms of financing or geographic location to what the Rays are intending. Kalt said there were no exact comparisons, but said San Francisco's is similar in some ways. He says the Rays could actually make their proposal better by learning from that park.
In terms of on the water, in terms of how you actually develop the street wall, I think part of the staff recommendation about the retail along First Street, if you go to San Francisco, the one deficiency from the public perspective I think that people have noted about the ballpark is that the street wall on the inboard side of the ballpark is not as active as you'd like it to see, and I think that recommendation about the retail was an effort to learn from that. And that's